Family, winner of 46 national awards, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man's Family, now in its 26th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 51, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this.
Here's an interesting fact. 3 out of 4 doctors now recommend the ingredients of Anacin for pain relief of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. And you can readily see why Anacin gives better total results in relieving pain than aspirin or aspirin with a buffering action added. When headache strikes, pain builds up, tension makes you nervous, you feel depressed. Now, aspirin has only one pain reliever. Add a buffering action, and you still have only one. But Anacin is different. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, a combination of the most effective medically proven ingredients. 1, to relieve your pain. 2, to calm jittery nerves. 3, to help relieve your depression. Anacin also leaves you more relaxed with a wonderful sense of well-being and does not upset the stomach. In fact, Anacin guarantees to give you all the relief you want and as fast as you want it or money back. So remember, it's always Anacin for pain relief. A-N-A-C-I-N.
Today, a time for decision. A young man suffering an attack of conscience sits on the window bench in his Uncle Paul's studio, then goes to his uncle's telephone and makes 3 quick calls to 3 beautiful young women. As he turns from the last call...
Well, Pinky.
Oh, hello, Uncle Paul. I used your phone.
Yeah, help yourself.
Can I talk to you?
Well, Mom said Aunt Claudia wants to see me, and I've told her to come along.
I'll make it fast.
Well, shoot.
I got a letter from Honolulu. It's from the man who bought Cousin Consider's house and the boats and stuff at Lahulawai Lagoon. Will you read it?
Well, you read it while I change my shoes.
Okay. Dear Mr. Murray, I understand you've been trying to locate Mr. Consider Martin, from whom I recently purchased property at Lahulawai Lagoon. I believe he was headed for Tahiti. He seemed very frail and tired, and last time I saw him, he spoke of you with great affection. He said he had suffered an illness as well as some sort of disappointment while in San Francisco. He used a phrase which has haunted me. He said he was seeking more remote islands for these last days. I thought he had less than his usual zest and spirit. I'm sorry if these tidings are disturbing, but I was told by a reporter for the Honolulu Advertiser that you were most anxious to find the old gentleman. Sincerely, Ernest B. Binion. So that's it. Do you know anybody in Tahiti?
No, but we'd have a connection through the office.
Will you check and see what you can find out?
Sure.
He says here he looks frail and tired.
Well, that's not surprising. He looked frail and tired when he left.
Because of me.
No.
Oh, let's face it, it's because of me. He likes me.
Well, sure.
That's why he made me his sole heir. Gave me all that chunk of dough to start with because he wanted me to be free, to roam around with him and go places. And what I'm trying to figure out, when I accepted his money, did I also accept a moral obligation to drop everything else and just stay with him and do what he wanted, which is play all the time?
Are you asking me, Pinky?
Well, yeah, sure I'm asking you. That's why I'm up here.
You feel you can get the solution to a problem as complex as that one from somebody else?
Well, not just anybody, but I respect your opinion.
Well, suppose I gave you advice. Would you take it?
Yeah, sure, unless I thought you were wrong. But you're never wrong.
Oh, I'm wrong as often as anybody. In fact, when I make a mistake, it's a package deal. No, no, Pinky. You hope I tell you what you want to hear. Isn't that right?
Huh?
If I tell you what you want to hear, you'll cheerfully follow my advice. If I don't, you won't.
I don't even know what I want to hear.
Are you sure? I suspect you want to hear that you're under no moral obligation to go with CZ. That he had no intention of buying your companionship when he gave you a fortune. That you are completely right in following your own pursuits while a frail old man goes off to look for another island in his last days.
Hey, that's loaded.
I don't think so. Consider's in his mid-80s. This is the downhill run. He's unhappy. That makes him still older. You have to face all the facts, not just the pleasant ones.
Well, here's another thing. I don't want this to go any further. Not that you ever tell. I don't even know why I said that. Forgive me. But all of a sudden, I've got a real compulsion to go away to Tahiti. Somewhere.
Yes?
I'm not even sure of my motive. Uncle Paul, there's a girl. Well, she's got me winning. If I was left alone with her, I might even hear myself say, will you marry me? So I never let myself get alone with her. But now, with spring coming, well, I keep feeling I've got to be alone with her. So I guess, partly to escape from her, I've got this compulsion to find CZ.
Too much self-analysis will do you in, sonny boy.
I don't even like myself. No wonder I've got a personality problem when I don't even like myself.
You make me think of the story they tell about a certain comedian. It said he resigned from the Players with a letter saying he didn't want to belong to any club which would have him as a member.
No joke. I can understand it.
Well, son, usually I have found that we are most miserable when we're trying to avoid doing what we inwardly know we ought to do. That's true of men of conscience, at any rate. And I take it you're a man of conscience.
I don't know if I am or not. By some people's standards, I'm just kind of a money-making stinker.
Come in, Claudia.
Yeah. Hi. Come on in, Aunt Claudia. I'm just going. You need help, too?
Isn't that why we beat a path to this better mousetrap?
Well, he doesn't actually give you any help. He just makes you think.
Painful process, isn't it, son?
Yeah. I'm going down on the seawall and crack my brain and find out what I really believe. I could have done that without bothering you. Thanks a lot. Good luck, Aunt Claudia. I'll warm up a spot on the seawall if you want to join me.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family.
Hey, Fran, think this drum will do?
What's up?
Swift has found a new way to make all-sweet margarine.
Oh?
And I'm announcing it with a big bass drum. Boom, boom, boom. Buy new all-sweet.
No big bass drum, Clifford. Just say new all-sweet is now made with the natural flavor formula for the most delicate natural flavor ever in a margarine.
Yeah, but what will I...
And Swift will pay a 15-cent cash refund on the first pound of new all-sweet.
Yeah, but what will I do with my big bass drum?
This is Madeline Cow. Every woman has a right to soft, lovely hands. That's why every woman should know about Touchet. Today's Touchet, now with silicone, is a hand lotion for women who can't keep their hands out of water. Touchet protects, beauty treats, and helps nature heal rough, red skin. Try new Touchet.
Now, Claudia, who has taken the place on the window bench occupied a few minutes ago by Pinky, is watching a lumber freighter as it becomes a distant pencil mark in the white-capped channel.
And so?
Oh, I was watching a freighter out there. Well, Nicky asked me where Penelope was. They've needed her several times at the new building. And all I told him was that she'd gone down to Pebble Beach to stay with Margaret and play some golf. Do you think I should have told him Bruce Conrad is in Monterey and all about it? Nicky's got other worries. And I don't see what we can do about Penny. She's a grown woman. She's smart enough to run a business. Heavens, when I look at that new building on Telegraph Hill, I have to pinch myself to realize she owns it. Who am I to be giving her advice about her life? She wouldn't take it anyway.
Has anybody heard from Margaret?
Hazel has. Margaret's quite surprised that Penny wanted to stay with her. They never got along, you know. Penny's never liked Margaret, not really. But apparently it's all sweet harmony, for the time being, anyway.
Does Margaret know about Bruce Conrad?
Hazel tried to find out for me. She phoned yesterday, and all Margaret's answers were innocent. She said she couldn't go out with Penny in the evening because of the children.
Yeah.
So I just wondered. Neither Nicky nor I have the slightest influence over Penny. So if he doesn't ask any more questions, I just won't volunteer anything.
That's what you think you should do?
That's what I think I think.
You know, since the communist first Sputnik started swirling overhead, I felt it's time in every department of my life to find out what's nonsense and what isn't, and face facts, however difficult. And this is tough. I can't tell you what to do, Claude, any more than I could tell Pinky. But you know, and he knows. Sometimes you just have to sit down and work it out.
Oh, dear.
And that adds up to no help at all.
Oh, no. I'm not so sure. I've been kidding myself, haven't I? To avoid unpleasantness.
If that's the question, you have the answer.
Yes, I see.
More of the Barbers in just a moment.
Rinse old blue.
To get your clothes both clean and white, you need the two actions you get in Rinso Blue. Power cleaning and bluing. No single action detergent can give you both. For thorough cleanness and whiteness, get Rinso Blue, the two-in-one detergent. Lever Brothers guarantee it'll please you or you get your money back.
You get two. Rinso Blue.
Coming out the back door a few minutes later, Claudia encounters a wind-blown Pinky racing up from the seawall.
Oh! What? You going to the seawall, too?
I don't need to.
Good for you. Golly, it's cold down there. Well, I'm going to leave for Tahiti on the first plane I can get.
Why, Pinky?
Yep, that's what I've decided. And I feel a lot better. Hey, did Uncle Paul cheer you up, too?
No, not exactly.
You don't look so worried.
Don't I? I should. I'm going home and give a wonderful man a miserable evening. And we'll leave for Monterey first thing in the morning. And I've known all along that's what I should do.
Yeah, me too. Good luck to you, Aunt Claudia. Old Floyd Ireson with his hard heart.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse. In Chapter 52, Book 129, Acknowledgement of a Wedding Gift, Frank Barton speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carlton E. Morse production and comes to you from California. Madeline Carroll stars next in The Affairs of Dr. Gentry as our 2 hours of drama in the afternoon continues over most of these stations.